Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Today's high school seniors were not born when the September 11th attacks occurred 20 years ago. This fall, a group of teachers at Waltham High School set out to teach the topic as an important piece of American history. But WBUR's Max Larkin reports some students spoke up to say they are still living in the shadow of the attacks and their consequences.
Each year, Waltham High School runs a program called One School, One Story. Students read a book and listen to podcasts over the summer, and when school resumes in the fall, that story is folded into the curriculum and discussed in groups. In recent years, they've read the sci-fi novel Ready Player One, or the history of a naval battle in World War II. School librarian Reba Tierney chairs the committee that chooses each summer's story, and she says they came to September 11th naively. The anniversary was approaching, and students were curious.
I don't think I realized going into it how meaty it was going to be and how difficult.
There is real pain still among the school's adult staff. One teacher lost her brother-in-law when the second plane struck the World Trade Center. Joseph Duffy is now a custodian at Waltham High, but back in the fall of 2001, he was just a few years past graduation himself. Within weeks of the attack, he'd enlisted in the Army amid a swirl of powerful emotions.
I was angry, sad. I mean, every feeling you can think of after that happened, I had that going on.
Duffy says he realizes that those emotions felt across the country sometimes inspired bias and Islamophobia. He regrets that he didn't really see the consequences at the time.
If you looked like you were from the Middle East, you didn't do too well for a while. Back then, I didn't know the difference. I understand it now.
Then there were the students, who bristled as some of their teachers spoke of the attacks as settled history.
This is like ancient for you guys. Like, some of you probably don't even care. Like, this is just something we're learning. But for me, like, I still have to go through the aftermath of it.
That's junior Mina Al-Kafaji. She came to Greater Boston from Iraq in 2008 when she was three. Her uncle was killed during the U.S. invasion. And she still remembers her sense of otherness, beginning when she first wore a hijab while attending a largely white middle school in Wellesley.
It's just a piece of cloth. I'm still the same person. I just put it on my head. But there was definitely a switch, like you could tell.
Waltham High is more diverse, with many students from Central America, and she says students and staff have been more tolerant. But Al-Kafaji was still more or less alone in wearing the hijab for her first few years there. She was upset when school staff settled on September 11th for this year's topic. Al-Kafaji sat down with Tierney and other staff to say that even discussing the attacks risks resurrecting all the dark emotions they inspired. Tierney gives Al-Kafaji a ton of credit for that intervention.
I just don't think Mina realizes how amazing and powerful what she did was. This is a student who took time to try to educate, make us understand what was happening.
As fall approached, Tierney and other staff refined their plans. Students and staff formally agreed to avoid hate speech and to call it out if it occurs. And alongside the history of the events themselves, they now work to debunk common misconceptions of Islam using a PowerPoint presentation put together by a Muslim biology teacher.
When you're talking about these attacks, they were not perpetrated by the Muslim community. They were not perpetrated by the Islamic community. They were perpetrated by a very specific terrorist sect called Al-Qaeda.
At times, Reba Tierney comes close to saying she wishes they'd chosen anything other than September 11th for this summer's story. And yet, thanks to Al-Kafaji and others, she has some hope that this September will yield real learning. Painful, but powerful too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.